This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is bypassing Congress to send tank ammunition to Israel.
Going around Congress, the Biden administration says it's approved the emergency sale to Israel of nearly 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition worth more than $106 million as Israel intensifies its military operations in the southern Gaza Strip. The State Department said in a statement Saturday that it notified Congress of the sale late Friday after Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined, quote, an emergency exists that requires the immediate sale of the munitions in the U.S. national security interest. That means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. Such determinations are rare, but not unprecedented, when administrations see an urgent need for weapons to be delivered without waiting for lawmakers' approval. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The U.S. aid for Ukraine by year end seems increasingly out of reach as GOP ties it to border security.
A deal to provide more U.S. assistance to Ukraine appears increasingly out of reach. Republican lawmakers are pushing for stricter changes for America's immigration and border policies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said this week a delay could have catastrophic consequences for the Ukrainian president's ability to reclaim his country from Russian invaders.
What we want to do since the beginning of this conflict is make sure he has the tools to do that. And those tools are about to run out.
A new GOP aid proposal for Ukraine would call on the U.S. to end humanitarian parole for many migrants, use ankle bracelets on those awaiting hearings, and set new guidelines to essentially close the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Residents are going to the polls in Hong Kong's first district council election since an electoral overhaul was implemented under Beijing's guidance of Patriots administration. The city effectively shutting out all pro-democracy candidates. This is VOA News. Countries clashed over a proposed agreement to phase out fossil fuels at the COP28 climate summit in Dubai Saturday, jeopardizing attempts to deliver a first-ever commitment to eventually end the use of oil and gas. And 30 years of global warming talks. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral.
Earlier this week, OPEC sent a letter urging its members and allies to reject any mention of fossil fuels in the final deal. The letter was criticized by the EU's climate commissioner.
It is clear that by many, including by me, that has been seen as out of whack, as unhelpful.
Other countries, including India and China, have not explicitly endorsed a fossil fuel phase-out, but have backed a popular call for boosting renewable energy. COP28's president told nations on Saturday to speed up their work, saying there were currently more areas of divergence than agreement.
The window is closing to close the gaps.
The summit is scheduled to end on Tuesday.
Solid U.S. hiring is lowering unemployment rates in the latest sign of a still sturdy job market.
The jobs report Friday that showed another 199,000 jobs added is considered further evidence the economy is making a soft landing rather than a recession after inflationary highs. Economist Robert Frick is with Navy Federal Credit Union.
This certainly plays into the soft landing idea, as does consumer spending, as does inflation.
Frick says the labor market is moderating, coming back to pre-pandemic norms.
The more people working and making more money, the healthier the economy.
The Fed, by raising interest rates 11 times since March of 22, was aiming to slow the economy, thereby cooling inflation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Zimbabwe is holding special elections for 9 seats in parliament after opposition lawmakers were removed from their positions and disqualified from running again. The opposition called it an illegal push by the ZANU-PF party to bolster its parliamentary majority and possibly change the constitution. This may allow the president to run for another term. The president was elected for a second and final term in August in a vote criticized by international and regional observers. Zimbabwe had a long history of violent elections and political oppression under former leader Robert Mugabe. He was ousted in a coup in 2017, and critics say the current president is showing signs of being just as repressive. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.